yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Everybody loves to cha-cha-cha. Little children like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. They like to cha-cha-cha. Ooh! Everybody likes to cha-cha-cha. Took my baby to the hop last night, and what to my surprise, when we got there, she hit me with the news right between the eyes. Yeah! She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She said she couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. She couldn't, no, she couldn't cha-cha-cha. Ooh, my baby couldn't do the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, they'd play some other dance. But we sat there for an hour and a half, and we never got a chance. For every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Every song they played was the cha-cha-cha. Tom Dooley, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha. Ooh, every number was the cha-cha-cha. I told her not to worry, there's only one thing we can do. Baby, if you let me take you by the hand, I'm gonna teach this dance to you. Then I taught her one, two,
cha-cha-cha.
Ooh, one, two,
cha-cha-cha.
Up now, baby, and back now. That's right, turn now, right, let's cross now. Ooh. I taught my baby how to cha-cha-cha. We kept on dancing, and was I surprised, for you see, after we practiced for a little while, she was doing it better than me. Now my baby loves to do the cha-cha-cha. She likes the cha-cha-cha. Ooh, everybody likes the cha-cha-cha. They do it one, two,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, one, two,
cha-cha-cha.
And up now,
cha-cha-cha.
All right, back now. All right, baby, let's cross now, and turn now.
scared half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun, son.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m., and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 11th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the conversation. To do that, you need to know our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. To do that, you have to give me a call. 855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, 855-915-9636. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, it is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Don Lee Brown, on this Sunday, September 11th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, our new phone number, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Okay, Major League Baseball yesterday, bad news for Boston fans, Blue Jays 3, Red Sox 2, Mariners 14, the A's 3, the Yankees 5, and the Rays 1, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5, the Orioles 11, and the Tigers 3. The Twins 2 and Cleveland 1. That game went 12 innings. And the Rangers 8 and the Angels 5. Over in the National League, the Nationals 3 and the Phillies zip. The Reds 8 and the Pirates 7. The Braves 4 and the Mets 3. That game went 10 innings. Dodgers 5 and the Marlins zip. The Cardinals 5 and the Brewers 1. The Giants 11 and the Diamondbacks 3. Padres 6 and the Rockies 3. In interleague play, Astros 2 and the Cubbies 1. In that Red Sox game, Dustin Pedroia went 1 for 4, scored a run, got an RBI. He hit his 13th home run of the year. He's hitting .328 on the season. Dan DeBogaerts went 0 for 4. He's hitting .298. David Ortiz went 0 for 4. He's hitting .316. Mookie Betts went 0 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting .315. Hanley Ramirez went 1 for 3, scored a run, got a walk also. He's hitting .285 on the season. Hill played third base yesterday, went 1 for 3. He's hitting .219. Brock Holt pinch hit for him, went 0 for 1. He's hitting .260. Young went 1 for 3. He's hitting .273. Jackie Bradley Jr. went 0 for 3 with an RBI. He's hitting .272. Hannigan caught. He went 0 for 2, batting .170 on the season. Sharp pinch hit for him, went 0 for 1. He's hitting .253. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, only 2 of them earned. 2 walks, struck out 5. He has a 4.70 ERA, and his record is 2-7 on the season. Bonds came in, pitched an inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 strikeout. His ERA is 4.28. Kelly pitched an inning, 1 walk, 2 Ks. His ERA is 6.60. So, there you go. Let's look at the standings. The Red Sox still in first place by a game over the Blue Jays. Sox are 79-62. The Jays are 78-63. Orioles, 2 games back at 77-64. And the Yankees got rid of all those old dudes. And 2/3 of their bullpen, back into their bullpen. And then they're only 3 games back. Who would have thunk it? Okay, in Central Division, Cleveland, 82-59, have a 6-game lead over the Tigers, who are 76-65, and the Royals are 9 games back. World champions, they got to hustle if they're going to get into the playoffs. 73-68 on the season. Okay, out west, the Rangers have a commanding 9.5-game lead over the Astros. The Rangers are 85-58. Astros are 75-67, 9.5 games back. And the Mariners, 74-68, 10.5 games back. In the National League, in the East, the Nationals have a 9-game lead over the Mets, 84-58 for the Nats, 75-67 for the Mets. The Cubs are 90-51 in the Central. They have a 15-game lead over the Cardinals, 75-66. In out West, the Dodgers have a 4-game lead over the Giants, 80-61 for the Dodgers, Giants 76-65. Looking at the wild card, in the American League, the Blue Jays 78-63, they're +1. The Orioles 77-64, they're even, followed by the Tigers one game back, and the Yankees one game back at 76-65. Astros two games back, 75-67, and the Mariners 3.5 games back, 74-68, for that wild card spot in the American League. In the National League wild card, the Giants 76-65, they have a plus one. The Cardinals are even at 75-66, and the Mets 75-67 are a half a game out. So it's still a dog race. Here we are on the September 11th, and it's still a dog race in a lot of the areas. The American League East is 1-2 Red Sox, and then there's 1-2-3 Blue Jays, Orioles, and Yankees as far as being behind. Tigers have an outside chance of catching Cleveland at 6 games behind. The Royals, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's going to catch the Rangers out west either. And in the National League, the Mets have a commanding 9-game lead. The Nats have a commanding 9-game lead over the Mets. The Cubbies are 15 over the Cardinals. And the Dodgers and the Giants, they're close. Giants are 4 games back of the Dodgers. So we're going to have some interesting baseball, I do believe, as we come into the final weeks of the Major League Baseball season. And who wins what and who gets to the wild card, I think it's still anybody's ball game. As far as the Red Sox are concerned, we need to get some consistency. The starting pitching is doing really well. Erod pitched a great game yesterday. The unearned run didn't help. And the fact that we only got 2 runs, you know, certainly didn't help either. The bats wake up and then they go to sleep. Or maybe it's just the bats bat really well against poor pitching or mediocre pitching. And they don't do well against other team's top pitchers. Hap pitched for the Blue Jays yesterday. I believe he got his 18th or maybe his 19th win. I'm not sure which, but somewhere around there. I didn't write it down. You know, anyway, who cares about the Nationals, right? I mean the Blue Jays. Okay, haven't seen the Orioles play recently. They've been struggling, however, but they've climbed back into a just 2 games behind. And like I said, the miracle Yankees, break them up, those Yankees. Those young guys, they don't know what they're doing, but they're doing it. The pressure has not seemed to affect them whatsoever. Major League Baseball, are we in the majors? Most of these guys have come up from the minors, and they're doing the same thing they did in the majors that they did in the minors. So the Yankees getting rid of some of their oldest people, picked up some younger legs and arms and whatnot. And they are doing fairly well. Matter of fact, I would say they're doing better than fairly well. They're doing extremely well. 420 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 11th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call, 617. I need to look at the board. It's no longer 617. It's 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. I think I said on a previous program, this will be my 24th year at the studio. And 617 is ingrained. So I need to look up at the board and see what our new phone number is. I don't call the number, so therefore I just give it out. 855-915-WMFO. 915 is our station numbers, and WMFO is our station name, and so station letters, I guess you call it. So therefore, 855 is all you got to remember. 855-915-WMFO. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually...
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
And also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. Just have to give me a call at our new number, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-WMFO. Or, like I said, if you like numbers, 855-915-9636. Okay. Excuse me. Cover Major League Baseball. Let's go to college football yesterday. Where's my background music? Can't go to college football without background music. Can we? Hello? Background music, where are you? Oh, there it is. Got that background music in case I get a phone call so I can put the music up and answer the call. Okay, 4:28. Here we go. College football on Friday. Talking about the top 25 teams in college football. On Friday, Louisville pounded Syracuse 62-28. And yesterday, Alabama 38, Western Kentucky 10, Clemson 30, Troy 24. That's not bad for Troy. Florida State 52, Charleston South 8, Ohio State 48, Tulsa 3. Michigan 51, UCF 14, Houston 42, Lamar Zip, Washington 59, Idaho 14, Georgia 26, Nichols 24, Wisconsin 54, Akron 10, Texas 41, University of Texas at El Paso 7, Oklahoma 59, Louisiana Monroe 17, Arkansas, upset. Arkansas, who was unranked, defeated TCU, ranked number 15, 41-38. And that game went two overtimes. Iowa 42, Iowa State 3. We know who the best team in Iowa is. Tennessee 45, Virginia Tech 24, Notre Dame 39, Nevada 10. Mississippi 38, Wofford 13. Anybody call up and tell me where Wofford is, I'll give you something. I don't know what, but we will find something around here we can give away. Texas A&M 67, Prairie View Zip. LSU 34, Jacksonville State 13. Central Michigan, this is an upset. Central Michigan, who was unranked, defeated Oklahoma State, who was ranked number 22, 30-27. My old friend Pierre used to call in when he was at Oklahoma State. I guess he's moaning in his beer or whatever. Cowboys aren't doing so well so far. Anyway. Baylor 40, SMU 13, Oregon 44, Virginia 26, and Miami 38, Florida Atlantic 10. And I guess we could call this past week in college football Cupcake Week. If you're a regular listener to the program, and I know you're a regular listener to the program, right? I'm always complaining about these cupcake games where big-name schools play Wofford and the schools like that, Charleston Southern or whatever, and Lamar Nichols, you know, they got no business playing top 25 college football, but it's M-O-N-E-Y. They go and they get tons of money by going to the other team's school, and if the other team comes to them, they get even more money because they have a traveling group that puts plenty of money in the till and everything else. So if it's money, 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 that's what it's all about. Anyway, I am totally against those games, but hey, as long as it goes on, I guess I can just be a voice in the wilderness crying, let's stop this nonsense. I know if I sent my son to a school and he was playing football, I would watch that schedule and I'm saying, hey, I don't want them playing Alabama and getting murdered down there. But, hey, big money talks, and they don't care how much the kids get hurt, damaged, and defeated. I went to a Tufts University game several years ago with my grandchildren, two, three years ago, I guess now. And they were playing a local, fairly local team in their conference, and they were getting crushed by the local team. So you can imagine what would happen if they played, a big-time school. But anyway, that's just my position. I just feel, hey, there's more important things in life than money. And if I sent my son to a prestigious school like Tufts University, I don't want them getting banged up on the football field. Not my daughter, but my son banged up on the football. I would not let them play football even against equal competition. That's just the way I look at it. Hey, we sent you there. You're not going to make the pros, no doubt. And you're not there on scholarship. So forget football. Basketball, baseball, track, some of the other things. Okay, football, mm-mm. 433, that's just my position here, my perspective here. Like I said, if you want to come in and argue with me. No lines, no waiting here at 4:33 in the morning here at WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And like I said, we are an agreeable, very agreeable sports program. We don't cut you off just because you got a good point and you're making us look silly, like some other programs do. We got to yell and scream at you either. Hey, we'll listen to your point of view. We'll give you, as long as you are interesting and you don't get out of line here, as far as profanity and whatnot is concerned, we'll give you your time here on WMFO in Medford, also on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, September the 11th, 2016 edition Alva Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You need to know our new number. If I give it to you correctly, you'll be able to talk to me. 855-915-9636. See, I gave you the numbers first. If you want numbers and letters, 855-915-WMFO. Be back.
Did you know that wetlands are one of the world's most valuable places? It's true. I'm Morgan Freeman, speaking on behalf of Ducks Unlimited, world's leader in wetlands and waterfowl conservation. Wetlands benefit everyone by filtering and cleaning our water. Wetlands help protect people from damaging storms and help trap and slow floodwaters. Wetlands provide you a location for hunting, fishing, boating, and a place to enjoy nature. More than 900 species of wildlife depend on wetlands for survival. That's why I'm supporting Ducks Unlimited's work to conserve and restore North America's wetlands. You can help too. Help Ducks Unlimited conserve wetlands by supporting its Wetlands for Tomorrow campaign. Ducks Unlimited. Conservation today, wetlands for tomorrow.
And the message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, a Brown Perspective on Sports, and Donald Duck. 440 here on WMFO at Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial, or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Let's look at the U.S. Open as things begin to wind down. Yesterday, Angelique Kerber won the women's match over Carolina Pliskova, 6-3, 4-6, and 6-4. She is the new number one tennis champion, women's tennis champion. Serena Williams, I believe, has dropped to number two in the rankings. Also in men's doubles yesterday, the finals, Jamie Murray and Bruno Soares defeated Pablo Busta and Guillermo Lopez, 6-2, 6-3, to win the men's. I don't know who won the women's, but usually the Williams sisters play in the doubles. I don't know if they did that this year. I wasn't following it that closely, sorry to say. So I don't know what they did, who did what to whom. Anyway, the finals, Djokovic today, and I forgot who he's playing, but I think he's the odds-on favorite to win it all again. 441 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial. Can't give you that weather update. My phone's not working for some strange reason or other. But anyway, we're going to go to the National Football League. How about that, sports fans? Talking with somebody the other day, I said, this is favorite time of the year for me. College football is starting. Professional football is starting. Baseball playoff races are going on. U.S. Open tennis. There's some, you know, fairly good golf matches. We just had the Deutsche Bank golf match here, and I believe Rory McIlroy won that one. Still in search of someone to be a champion like Tiger Woods, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. But anyway, we'll take what we have. It's not easy, I guess. But anyway, since I don't play golf, in my one time at the golf at the driving range, it was horrible. I could not figure how I could hit a baseball. Not that well, but I could still hit a baseball occasionally. But with a golf ball just sitting there, waiting for me to smack it, I could not hit it. Could I hit it straight? Could I hit it long? Good, that was my one and done, but anyway, what could I say? I can understand the frustration that comes when you're trying to do it on a regular basis, and there's money on the line. Everybody's looking at you and all that other kind of stuff. But anyway, 443 here on WMFO in Medford. I said we're going to talk National Football League, and I'm saying this is, my time of the year. So many good things going on. And right down the road, there's basketball coming your way. Oh, there were no games in the WNBA yesterday, by the way. I think about four or five games today. So can't give you any WNBA scores. So that's the way it goes. National Football League. If you're a regular listener to the program, I know you're a regular listener to the program, you know that I team up this time of year picking the National Football League games every week with my son, Scott, his son, Kyle, who will be my grandson, Kenny Butler, and Billy Tidwell. And I can tell you that we all went down. I believe we all went down. I didn't hear from Kyle. Kyle's been so busy with his music career and everything else. I don't know if he's going to be playing with us this year. But anyway, we all went down on the Panthers Denver Broncos game. And I'm like everybody else who saw some of the game. The hits on Cam Newton were totally illegal. Why the refs weren't calling them, and I heard somebody say, stupidly, well, if Cam Newton is going to run like a running back, he's supposed to get hit like a running back. Well, he wasn't getting hit like a running back because helmet-to-helmet contact against running backs is illegal. Head to anything to the head is illegal. Should be a 15-yard penalty and maybe even expulsion from the game because it's, you know, they were doing it so often. When you get the same guy doing it over and over, anybody hear of Daryl Stingley? you remember Daryl Stingley? Paralyzed by a brutal hit to the head and back and never played the game again. And we won't go into that, but you know, football is a brutal sport. Let's get the refs on their toes. I mean, it was horrible. Four or five hits. He went through the concussion protocol, supposedly, and was allowed to play. But, hey, the guy's, you know, future to me is on the line. They're going to allow the other teams to get away with that. That was totally ridiculous. And so, anyway, we all went down on the Panthers-Broncos game. And Simeon, the Broncos quarterback from nowhere, did a manageable job. But like I said, as it was said, and I guess that's the main reason that I went with Carolina, even though the game was played in Denver. Carolina, I thought, you know, would have the better ball club. But the Denver defense is still good. Still very good. And Simeon did enough to match what Manning did last year in the Super Bowl. So who knows how far Denver's going to go. I may have to rethink my Denver picks from here on in. Or maybe we're just beginner's luck. And maybe if some of those penalties were called and the missed field goal at the end of the game, you know. But anyway, that's the way it goes. So we're all 0-1. Kyle is 0-0 because he did not report. And so here are the rest of my picks for today. I got the Buccaneers over the Falcons. The Bucs are up and coming, and Matty Ice has been melting in the Georgia heat. I got the Vikings over the Titans. Adrian Peterson and their D will make up for the loss of Teddy Bridgewater in this, at least in this game. Sam Bradford and Sean Hill, I guess they're going to be battling it out during practice to see who actually becomes the number one quarterback for the rest of the season. I got the Eagles over the Browns. If RG3 can't do it alone today, this might be the only game that they might have won all year because Philly isn't that great either. I got the Bengals over the Jets. Two good defenses, one mediocre offense. I got the Raiders over the Saints. One team on the rise, the other hasn't been the same since Bounty Gate. I got the Chiefs over the Chargers, who ain't charging anywhere in a hurry. I got the Ravens over the Bills. The beginning of a long farewell for the Ringling. Oops, for the Ryan brothers. I heard someone say that the Buffalo Bills could be the number two team in the National League, in the American Eastern Division of the American Conference National Football League. But anyway, you got to admit that the circus analogy is very appropriate. I won't miss either of those coaches either. I got the Ravens over the Bills. I got the Texans over the Bears. It appears to me that there are more mediocre teams in the league this year than ever before. I got the Packers over the Jaguars. The Pack could be tough if their D has improved over last year. I got the Seahawks over the Dolphins. They could be the team the Patriots meet in the bowl this season. I got the Cowboys over the Giants. You know, and going back to that, the only team that the Buffalo has to beat out to make the playoffs, or at least finish second in the Eastern Division of the American Conference, is the Jets, and that shouldn't be, could not, that might not be too hard. I don't know. When I get the Jets-Bills game, I have to look a little closer before I make my pick over there. I got the Cowboys over the Giants. I got Dakota for Rookie of the Year. Romo, Romo, wherefore art thou, Romo? if I was Romeo, I would quit after all these back injuries, you know? The message is there. The handwriting is on the wall, man. Hang it up. I got the Colts over the Lions. Indy did nothing that I know of to shore up their offense in their D in the offseason, as far as I can tell. And so they're maybe riding luck into the ground. playing the weak division will help their record, but I consider them to be out of luck as far as improving over last year. Another couple of mediocre teams from this my perspective. I got the Cardinals over the Patriots. I'm making this pick now because of the fact that Gronkowski is not going to play. Solder is not going to play. And our offensive lineman that we picked up from the Cardinals is not going to play. But deep down in my heart, I'm rooting Patriots. I think the Patriots are loaded. And if they go 0-4-0, I will not be surprised. And quarterback controversy or not, Brady's coming back and we could go 16-0. this could be the best Patriots team in the history of the franchise, but here again, injuries, you know. I think it's wise to keep Gronkowski out if he's not 100% with a hamstring. You know, you can't fiddle around with those. Young with the Red Sox, he was out almost a month and a half with his hamstring pull. A month and a half is most of the football season, so we don't want that to happen to Gronkowski. Let him get healthy. Okay. As far as the Patriots are concerned, the offensive line is their weakness. But as weak as they were last year, we're just one missed extra point from tying the Broncos and possibly going to the big bowl game. So I'm really expecting the Pats to hold their own against the Cardinals on Sunday, especially because of our defense, our short passing game, and Jimmy G's ability to scramble when necessary will be maybe putting some pressure on the Cardinals that they wouldn't get if they were playing just Tom Brady. And the fact that Edelman didn't play much and Amendola played nothing as far as the preseason was concerned, it could be anybody's ball game. But give Garoppolo four good games and everybody is going to be knocking on our door, ringing our bell, and doing all, everybody, any team that needs a quarterback, at the end of the season, they're going to be looking at Jimmy G very carefully and doing all they can. So we should get, when you consider what the Rams and the Eagles did to move up to get quarterbacks, what they gave away this year to get quarterbacks who were unproven, and Jimmy G will be going into his fourth year, and if he has a good season here, and I don't get all upset because of the fact he didn't do extremely well in preseason. I just, you know, based on the fact that he had so many people out, and they were rotating three quarterbacks in and out and back and forth and up and down and all around, and hey, that's what preseason's for. Get your guys some kind of familiarity with each other. And all of the other people around here who are getting all upset about what are trying to build an issue about Garoppolo saying now that there are only two quarterbacks, practice has been much smoother. Well, that's just natural, that's the Boston media press anyway. Okay. The Monday night games. I got the Steelers over Washington. Haven't seen either of them play this year, but they could be right up there with the Pack and Seahawks as contenders. So some So some of the other experts are saying, haven't seen the Steelers, but they think, some people think that the Steelers are going to be very, very good this year. And I got the 49ers over the Rams, New City, same results. And in the other Monday night ball game. And my buddy Bill, he did get his picks into me. I don't know about those other guys. We have to fire them. This is Bill Tidwell's picks. He picked the Panthers, like I said, so we all went down on that. He picked the Bucks. He picked the Titans. I think he's going to go down on that one. He picked the Browns. I think he's going to go down on that one. He got the Bengals. He got the Raiders. He got the Chiefs. He got the Ravens. He got the Texans. He got the Packers, Seahawks. He got the Giants. I don't think I had the Giants, but he had the Giants. So he's going to go down on that one, I believe. He got the Colts also. He picked the Patriots, Steelers, and the Rams. But I think he picked, he picked the Patriots before we heard about the Gronkowski injury. But, hey, we got Bennett. So, hey, step up, big man. It's 4:55 here on WMFO at Metford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 11th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. This is also the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And so we'll be remembering that during our When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. 4:55 here on WMFO 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. And I'm going to get an early start on Sounds of Praise. We have a fantastic Sounds of Praise broadcast coming your way. How do I know? Because I'm the host of that program also. And we are going to be celebrating, I guess you can call it that. My wife and I have been married 51 years today. Can you believe that? And so this program is going to be entitled, It's All About the Love. And so until next Sunday here at 4 a.m., I invite you to come back WMFO in Medford for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, and invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise.